Rapper Jay-Z has agreed to partner with the National Football League to promote social justice initiatives and expand entertainment options. But many see the move as a betrayal of former San Francisco 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick. The billionaire has previously supported Cap by wearing his jersey and refusing to play the halftime Super Bowl show. Several players have responded to Jay-Z's move, including Carolina Panthers safety Eric Reed, who called Jay-Z a sellout. But the rapper argues it's time to move on from kneeling by taking real actions.
You're listening to the Conspiracy Theories and Unpopular Culture podcast. I, of course, am your host, Isaac Weishaupt. Not my real name, of course. Not related to the founder of the Illuminati, no. But today we're going to talk about the Super Bowl halftime show. The largest mass ritual conducted every year. Every year we talk about it. What happened this year? I bet you're dying to know. I'm dying to discuss it. To me, if you want the short version, this thing was more political than anything. There were some occult elements, though. If you want to get fringy, I'll get fringy right there with you. Okay? But yeah, overall, I think that the halftime show this year was more political than it was occult. But there are some occult elements we're going to get into. And why is it political? Well, you know, Roc Nation, right? Jay-Z. He's always dabbling around. Well, he definitely dabbled this year, so we're going to get into that. Let's briefly talk about the two main artists, Jennifer Lopez and Shakira. Why could they possibly be involved with the Illuminati or the occult? I'll tell you why. Look no further than a Miami New Times article on Jennifer Lopez back in 2011. I'm going to read it to you. Yes, there's a crazy rumor being floated that Jennifer has a godmother in Miami who harnesses the dark power of Santeria to benefit J-Lo's career and personal life. Of course, the source of this rumor is Claudia Vasquez, who just so happens to be dating Lopez's first husband, Ojani Noah, who just so happens to be threatening to release a damaging personal tape of Lopez. Now, they also reference a Spanish language gossip show where Claudia Vasquez spreads more of the claims, the allegations. She said, "I've been told she does the worst, frightening stuff. Jennifer has a godmother in Miami, which I've never met, but Ojani knows her, and she calls this woman to tell her to do this to this person, put up a black candle, etc. She's done spells on all her boyfriends. It's a typical thing for anybody involved in Santeria, but even with all that, she always ends up leaving them." Then Vasquez claims that Jennifer Lopez ordered the use of Santeria to take the lead role in Selena over Salma Hayek back in the day, if you recall. So there's allegations there, and we've seen this from people like Azalea Banks. She actually showed you the photo of her closet where she sacrifices the chickens, Santeria style. It's this sort of blend of witchcraft and Catholicism. Clearly very occultish, but look, hey, I don't know if it's true. It's a gossip website, but that's the dirt on Lopez. If you want to get dirty, then we got Shakira. What's wrong with Shakira? Well, I don't know. If you look at her first album called Magia, which is the Spanish term for magic. You know, ritual magic comes up, and you'll see when we talk about the Super Bowl halftime show that Shakira is, in fact, harnessing some magical energy for the magical age, the new age. I'll explain to you. Stand by. But yeah, she recorded her first album called Magia at 13 years old when she had already been signed to Sony. Then I covered the disappearing MH370 flight on IlluminatiWatcher.com several years ago. She did a song with Pitbull that had questionable lyrics foreshadowing the disappearance of this Malaysian flight. Now, let's talk about the show. That's what you're here for. Let's get into it. You know me. I'm here to save you time. I'm not trying to fill up a four-hour podcast on this topic. But yeah, again, this is more political than it is a cult. And the reason why, look no further than New York Times article called Jay-Z Takes on the Super Bowl. Then the subtitle is very curious. It says, why are Roc Nation and the NFL doing business this Super Bowl weekend? Well, social justice is expensive. So there you have it. Of course, it's part of the social justice movement, which if you've listened to me long enough, you know that I'm okay with that on some levels. On some levels, there's manipulation to be had, but on some levels, it's needed, right? There's social problems that need corrected. So I can be talked to either side of it. But let's talk about the article itself. They refer to Robert H.J. Kraft, you recall, the owner of New England Patriots, because we talked about him on my show that I talked about all the strange stuff with Aaron Hernandez just a couple weeks ago. Because Robert H.J. Kraft was on there, and they asked him in court what he does for a living. He didn't say he owns the New England Patriots. He didn't say, I work for the NFL. He said that he does whatever they tell him to do. Who's they? Well, I think we all know the answer to that. Robert Kraft worked with Jay-Z and Roger Goodall to give Roc Nation, which is, of course, Jay-Z's music entertainment branding machine, gave them Roc Nation influence over the halftime show because Shakira is a part of Roc Nation. Now, further in the article, it is revealed Jay-Z is part of the NFL's movement called Inspire Change. And if you look at the Inspire Change motto, it says education and economic advancement, police and community relations, and criminal justice reform. Which, like I said, I think there's good arguments to be had for all of these things. Now when you look at the stage, when you look at the actual act for the Super Bowl halftime, I mean, it depends on how fringy you want to get. How crazy do you want to get with this stuff? And I've said this before, not everything is a conspiracy, not all the time. There is one element of this that I think has some tangible qualities to it. But you can get a little fringy and say, well, you know, when it started out, it appeared to be twin pillars on the initial camera angle. They had like sort of a twin pillars before it descended down to the stage. And of course, that is symbolic of the entrance to a mystical place. It's the entrance to a new world. This goes back to Boaz and Joaquin, Freemason ideas, Solomon's Temple. Back in the day, the priest was the only one allowed through the twin pillars, the entrance to the mystical place. Then you look at the stage, and of course it's round, which people want to start saying, look, it's an eyeball, the all-seeing eye, indicative of the opening of the pineal gland of the wisdom these Luciferians subscribe to. And maybe, right? Again, it's a little flaky for me. But what is not flaky? This is the one. Shakira came out in all red. And if you recall, Lady Gaga sang the national anthem a couple years ago wearing all red. And we talked about the Scarlet Woman back then. Now, just because someone's wearing all red doesn't mean they're the Scarlet Woman, but let's take a look at this idea first before we dismiss it. Who's the Scarlet Woman, first off? Let's talk about that. The Scarlet Woman, a.k.a. the Whore of Babylon. Aleister Crowley is the one that talked about this. Aleister Crowley had many Scarlet Women. He thought they had a cosmic role in creating a new world. We saw Katy Perry in the 2015 Super Bowl come out as the Scarlet Woman. She was riding atop the Beast, holding the reins, exactly as the Scarlet Woman is described by Aleister Crowley in his Tarot Thoth deck. Curiously enough, you read the description of the Scarlet Woman, it says, she represents the female sexual impulse and the liberated woman. Did we get that? Did we get that on this halftime show? Did Brown Snake turn to Brown Stick? I mean, it's hard to argue against that, right? But the purpose here, The purpose of the Scarlet Woman is to manifest the energies of the Aeon of Horus, which is, of course, Crowley's idea of the New Age, of the Age of Magic, the crowned and conquering child. Magic reigns supreme. The old way of monotheistic religions is gone. Then you hear Led Zeppelin's Kashmir play for, 3 seconds, and then it disappeared. Very curious, right? And I thought, why would they do that? Why for just a brief moment did they play it? Well, Led Zeppelin, of course, tied into Aleister Crowley as well. The Jimmy Page, Robert Plant, both into this occult stuff. They actually recorded Kashmir at Headley Grange, which was a haunted mansion, if you recall. And they said it was haunted, and Jimmy Page was seeing demonic spirits there, much like he saw when he bought the Bolskeen house, Aleister Crowley's house that he was summoning these demons in. Jimmy Page, of course, bought it because he is into this stuff. Robert Plant is into this stuff. He bottled up some of the dirt from the crossroads down in Mississippi where Robert Johnson said he sold his soul to the devil, quite literally. And then a lot of his co-workers and musicians concurred with that idea. They said the guy didn't know how to play guitar. Then he sold his soul and bam, he had it. So no matter what you or I believe in, these folks believe in these concepts, these occult concepts, ritual magic, connecting the cosmos, the macro to the micro. That's what the point of this whole thing is with the Super Bowl, is you have mass focus and mass energy on symbols and trading symbolic energy into some sort of other dimension for their benefit, right? Then, should you doubt, my friends, this Scarlet Woman concept, she is dancing on the fire. She's dancing on the stage. It turns into fire, which is exactly what the Scarlet Woman does. She's depicted holding the sacrilegious Holy Grail with the flames coming out of it. And she's also playing with the rope. She's dancing with the rope because, as the description of the Scarlet Woman goes, in her left hand she holds the reins representing the passion which unites them. So that is the occult element of the show. Well, there's one more. Let's get into J-Lo. Jennifer Lopez comes out, and all of her dancers were wearing the black and white duality symbols there. They were wearing suits that were black and white, sort of like checkered pattern. I don't know how else to describe it. You know what I'm saying. And, of course, black and white is the duality concept. You see it on the Freemason floor, the Moses pavement, they call it. Lots of duality stuff coming out about Kobe Bryant. If you haven't listened to my 3 or 4 episodes on Kobe Bryant, I'd advise you to do that, especially the most recent one. I just dropped it last night. There's a Kobe Bryant talking about how you got to harness the powers of good and evil. They're both not so bad. I mean, right out of his kids' books, he's teaching the kids this stuff. He's teaching the kids that the evil ones aren't so bad. In the one story, the girl wants to have her abilities to play basketball, so she lets she worships the Luciferian force and feels bad about it until her uncle says, you know what, it's not so bad, it's not a bad thing, don't be ashamed by that. That's out of his book. Okay, you don't think they're trying to push this message into the kids, you got another thing coming. Now then, speaking of the kids, on the stage in the Super Bowl halftime show, all these girls came out, these young girls came out, and you saw, if you looked quickly, looked for it, there was a big female logo on the floor, and one of the girls, in fact, had a sort of pagan goddess on her shirt, looked sort of like a Medusa, I couldn't quite tell, happened too fast, but most of the girls were wearing the U.S. flag on their shirt, and you also saw, on Shakira's performance, there were flowers on the stage. There were roses, big giant roses. All these things are symbolic of the feminine energy, okay? So combine that with the fact that you had a whole lot of Hispanic children singing Born in the USA for a brief moment, and combine that with the fact that Jay-Z and the social justice movement was behind the formulation of this event, and we could argue that there was a political element here to be had. Now, I'm not telling you what to believe about that political element. you already know my stance. I'm all for the social justice movements on some levels. I don't like all this shamey stuff they're doing and not forgiving people when they apologize for their acts and burning people down just because they say something different or whatever. But yeah, but I mean, to say that there's not a bit of a hand in this in the entertainment is to be foolish, right? But that's what you had. That's what you had this year. You had Shakira as the Scarlet Woman, and then, of course, all these elements of the political elements that Jay-Z put together through Roc Nation. And J-Lo and Shakira could have been chosen, arguably, because they both have sort of an understanding of the way the concept works, of magic. You know, Shakira's first album called Magic. J-Lo apparently, allegedly, tied into these Santeria hoodoo witchcraft kind of stuff. And it's all related to the same kind of idea that we can manifest and create reality through mental thoughts. Through focusing mental thoughts, through focusing energy towards the symbolic mass ritual known as the Super Bowl halftime show. And if you want more on it, I wrote a little 40-page mini book on the Super Bowl halftime show. You can get it on Amazon. It's like $2. Check it out. But I do want you to subscribe to the show. I'm dropping all kinds of crazy stuff that everyone seems to be missing in the media. Done on purpose, I'd argue. But yeah, subscribe to the show and open up your mind to these concepts that I'm talking about here, because they're trying to sneak it in. They're trying to sneak it past us. They're trying to push Aleister Crowley's Aeon of Horus subtly into the subconscious. And most people are completely unaware this is happening. You just got to keep hearing the examples and understand the foundations of this. And I go over this on every episode of the show. I've also got social media links in the show notes. Check them out. Instagram at Isaac Weishaupt, Twitter at Illuminati Eyes, or Facebook. You can catch Illuminati Watcher or Isaac Weishaupt. And until next time, stay woke.